tweak of the sneakers, the swish of the Nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Out Central, a Big 7 showdown as we start to wind down the 2023 portion of our schedule. This has been a dominant stretch series, for Nemaha Central. They've won the last 24 meetings at least, dating back to 2010, including going 2-0 against the Cause last year. The first meeting, the foul score was 51-7. That was in Seneca, and it has just been a dominant stretch for the Thunder in that span. Well, as for this year, Nemaha Central, they fell from number 4 to number 10 in the KBCA poll. And they dropped after that loss to St. Mary's, but came back with a couple of wins against Hiawatha and Fulton, and hoping to finish strong before going into Christmas break. Nemaha Central hoping for somebody to really step up here and get more of an offensive identity. They don't have anybody that averages more than 10 points a game. Zoe Sudbeck averages 9. Reagan Garrity close to 9 points per game. Cammy Dollinghouse, she averages 7. And Callie Honeyman also averaging 7, but they don't really have that solidified leading score that will take over a game for you. They're hoping to possibly find someone that can do that for them this season. As for Fairleigh Compton, in the Paola tournament, they went 2-1 with a couple wins against Paola and Wellsville and a loss to Fort Scott, but they win against Jefferson West. They are 3-1, trying to finish strong. And how about Peyton Dammy? 18.3 points per game for her. Nobody else averaging more than 5 points per game, and they have pretty much just 3 girls averaging almost all of their points. They would love to spread the love more, and both teams are trying to find a happy medium here. We'll talk more about the structure of these two teams coming up in a bit. But first, we're going to have our first interview. We're going to interview both coaches here. First is Haddon Hiljan of Nemaha Central, and then Joey Franzetta of Fairleigh Compton. You're listening to your Game of the Week here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm now joined by Nemaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hiljan after a couple of wins from this past week. And coach, let's talk about the game versus Houlton this past Friday. 44-29 was the final score. Reagan Garrity with 14, Callie Honeyman with 12. Pretty consistent night all around, and your defense was also very solid. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, well, we got off to a really good start. You know, after not shooting the ball very well the previous game, we came and it played really well the first quarter, put up 21 points, and really did anything we want offensively, which was really nice for us to see. And we rebounded the ball throughout the game really well, and we really out-physicaled a physical Houlton team, which was one of our goals, which we wanted to do. So really proud of the way the girls responded versus Houlton last Friday.
And what a performance that Zoe Sudbeck had on Tuesday night. 20 points, 12 rebounds. She also went 7 of 8 from the free throw line. How big was she in this one for you guys?
Yeah, she was aggressive from the tip. And that was great to see from her. And really, she's had a lot of buckets that just haven't went this year. And last night, they finally went for her. But she works really hard. And I knew she'd have one of those games where she'd just pop off. And she certainly did that and really got us started. And we had a really strong second and third quarters there that really built us a big lead going into the fourth.
And, Coach, last week you told me that you guys rebounded well against St. Mary's, but you had a tough time with shots around the rim. Were you guys able to improve that a lot this past week?
Yeah, you know, they've been better. The first quarter, you know, last night we struggled with those same shots around the basket. And then the second and third quarters, we made those, and that's how we built a lead. So that was really nice to see. And a lot of it's confidence. You know, the girls get the shots, and sometimes they're hoping to make it instead of having that confidence that the ball's going through the hoop. And once it does, it's kind of contagious for us.
And, Coach, now you take on a pair of the Compton team that has an identical record with you guys. You guys are ranked number 10 in the state, though, according to the KBCA. But what are some things that you are looking forward to in this one in such a tough environment?
Yeah, that's always a tough place to go play down there. And they have the Dammy girls, one of the best players in the league, and I think her little sister might be a freshman, so they're pretty athletic. They're off to a great start, playing with a lot of confidence, so it'll be a great test for us to go on the road. And, you know, if we do what we need to do, I think we should come out with a W.
And that's 3-1, pair of the Compton team. Coach, and last question for you here. Your guys' defense is really ramped up. You guys gave up 33 points, a good start against Centralia, but then gave up 39 to St. Mary's. Now back-to-back performances, giving up less than 30 points. What has been working here the past couple of games defensively for you guys?
Well, our on-ball pressure has been really good. It's made it difficult for any teams to get open looks. Really, if they get an open look, it's because we had some miscommunication in transition or off offensive rebound. But anything to half court, we've been really solid. And definitely our post players have played great post defense. Reagan Garrity is tough to score on. Zoe, like I said, she plays bigger than her size. And Callie Honeyman, we've thrown her in there on some of the big girls. And, you know, really, the whole St. Mary's at 39 points, they're probably averaging 60 points if you take our game out. So we try to pride ourselves on playing great defense, and so far the girls have done that.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it today, and best of luck here in this final week before the New Year's.
Hey, you bet. Same to you guys.
That was Nemaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hill-Ginn. Coming up next, Brendan Tabman is joined by Joey Franzetta, the head coach of the pair of the Compton girls head basketball team. Then we'll have tip-off coming up here in just a little bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted for the holidays. From youth to adult, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
Brandon Tabman joined by the Cause girls basketball coach. That is Joey Franzetta, coming off a win Tuesday night at home against Jefferson West, 44-36 the final. Cause now 3-1. Of course, coach, you came off the Paola tournament winning 2 out of 3 last week, and now you dive into the first big 7 league matchup of the year. At home, rivalry against the Tigers, up and down for sure, but ultimately you guys pull it out. Had to be pleased with how your team was able to hold on and get that win.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Obviously kind of tried to throw it away there in the fourth a little bit, but no, it was a good win. That's about as good of a win, over a really good team. I mean, they return everyone from a really solid group last year. I mean, obviously they kind of ran into some injuries and everything, but I mean, listen, when you return every kid that played on a team, I mean, you're going to be pretty solid. And I think a lot of people kind of had them near the top, if not, you know, top 2 or 3 in the league coming back this year. So no, it was a really good win, for our program. Really proud of our kids. We played hard. You know, the thing that I like about this group is still, which is that's the exciting part for me. So
do you always have, or do you at least at this point have an idea of what kind of the Christmas break holiday looks like when you get that extra practice time? You still got a couple of games here before you get to that, you know, time and a little bit extra practice time before obviously you start the 24 portion of the schedule. Do you already have an idea of what those practices look like, or does it kind of maybe depend on how these next couple of games go?
Oh, it depends. It's a little bit of both. I mean, I have a kind of a rough idea in my mind, kind of what we're going to try to do. You know, but honestly, it just depends on the group, and especially with the group we have this year with so many young kids. I think a lot of it, and you know, the thing that's really nice about those break practices is you're not in a constant mode of, you know, game practice like you get in once you get the season. So you know, it's really the only time, extended time, that you really get to focus on you, and you kind of get to focus on how do we make Perry LeCompton better, how do we make our team better. So so that's pretty nice. That'll be nice to focus on that. I mean today this is our first practice as a whole group, everyone there, in over a week, between our tournament last week, and then we had a JV tournament sandwiched in there too. So honestly, just getting some practice time and just being able to kind of iron out little things that we've seen over these games, you know, that's going to be probably the main focus. I mean, there's going to be things that pop up over the next couple games, but, you know, that's going to happen to every team.
Doesn't get any easier with the defending champs and Nemaha Central rolling into town. You know, what do you see from them? Obviously a very physical team and very talented, top five in 3A, but what do you got to do specifically to kind of slow them down, give yourselves an opportunity to win that game?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is you can't beat yourself. They are so good on capitalizing on any mistake you make, okay? It can be even the slightest of mistakes where you don't close out correctly, or you just make a bad, you make a bad pass and you put someone else in a bad position. I mean,
back here in Perry, about to get this thing underway between Nemaha Central and Perry LeCompton. Let's go ahead and look at your starters for this one, starting off with the visitors, Nemaha Central. Number three, a 5'11 junior, Callie Honeyman. Number five, a 5'7 junior, Zoe Sudbeck. Number 14, a 5'6 junior, Hallie Holthouse. Number 30, a 5'6 junior, Cammy Dollinghouse. And number 31, a 6'7 junior, Reagan Garrity. And as for the home team, Perry LeCompton, they'll start like this. Number 3, a senior, Katie Bartlett. Number 5, a freshman, Macy Corcoran. Number 11, a freshman, Paxton Dammy. Number 14, a senior, Riley Morgan. And number 23, a senior, Taylor Dammy. I'll talk before this and before our interviews about Taylor Dammy. What an incredible season she's having so far. 18.3 points per game. She's well on her way to All-State status this year. 6.3 rebounds per game, 3.3 steals per game as well. Leads the team in all of those categories. She also attempts 17.3 shots per game. 11 two-pointers and 6 three-pointers as well. She likes to shoot a lot. So we'll see a lot of her tonight. She is the only player on this team with more than 5 points per game. Trying to be more efficient from beyond the arc, she shoots just 21% from beyond the arc. As for her sister Paxton, she is the second leading scorer on the team. 5 points per game. Paxton, again, just a freshman. She also is third on the team in rebounding with 5.3 boards per game. She shoots from the field at a 35% clip. Their third leading scorer is Riley Morgan. She averages close to 5 points per game, and she is the second leading rebounder at 5.8 points per rebound for contest. As for Nemaha Central, mentioning how they like to spread the love a lot, they do have 4 players with 5-plus points per game. Nobody has 10-plus points per game, though. This is a team that averages 41.5 points per game and give up just 32 points per game. As for the Cause, they score 37 points per game, and they give up 37 points per game. A big thing for Nemaha Central is to take advantage of the Cause inability to protect the basketball. They average 20 turnovers per game due to the Cause. Got to limit that if you want to have a shot at one of the best teams in the state, as the tip is in favor of the Thunder, and we are underway here in Perry. Drop the key, pass the far side for Nemaha Central. It's Callie Honeyman. Lob inside. Garrity goes to work from the elbow, and her pass is deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Thunder. The Cause shoot at a 30% clip. Not great. 17% from beyond the arc. Nemaha Central line shooting much better. 32% on the season. And 19% from beyond the arc. They've had a lot of issues shooting around the basket. In that loss to St. Mary's, they had 20 offensive rebounds, but missed a lot of shots in close. Here's a pass that's almost through the hands of Honeyman, but able to secure it to keep the possession alive. A lot of movement around the perimeter against this 2-3 zone for Perry Lee Thompson. High post catch and shot is good for Zoe Sedbeck, Omaha Central's leading scorer. And that's how we get started. She's also their leading rebounder as well. Going the other way, rejected out of there is Corcoran. And a jump ball on the rebound between Corcoran and Sudbeck. The two girls wearing number 5 for their respective teams. Omaha Central with their purple on purple uniforms with blue letters and white numbers. Perry Lee Thompson in their white jerseys with the navy letters and numbers with the yellow outline. About a 10-footer, too strong for Riley Morgan. A rebound held in by Hallie Holdhouse. Trying to take it the other way, and she'll hold on to it and give it up to Zoe Sudbeck. Here's Garrity with it now. Drives left side, gets hit on the arm, and is going to go up, and we'll get 2 free throws. I beg your pardon, so that's Kenny Dollinghouse. They'll get 2 free throws here. Omaha Central as a team shooting just 48.7% at the free throw line. It's a team that really struggles to shoot early. They shoot just 9% from beyond the arc in the first quarter of each game this season. First free throw is no good for Dollinghouse. That foul goes against Katie Bartlett. That's her first, and team's first as well. Second one on the way. That one is good. So 1-for-2 goes Dollinghouse, and it is 3-1, Omaha Central. Here's the press. It's deflected and stolen away. Pull-up jumper. Good by Zoe Sudbeck once again. A quick 4 points for Sudbeck, and it's 5-0, 6:46 to go opening quarter. Here's Corcoran with it. She'll hand it off. One dribble, and falling over is Honeyman, and now she'll get a steal. Taking it away from the far side elbow, Honeyman's going to push herself, or excuse me, Dollinghouse, beg your pardon. Bounce pass down low, and Sudbeck is swatted out of there by Riley Morgan. It's loose and picked up by Omaha Central. Dollinghouse will kick it out. She'll get it right back. Drives middle and is tripped up. With a blocking foul against Corcoran, her first, team second. Quick lead for Omaha Central. Trying to take advantage of the size that they have over Perry Lee Thompson. Here's a lob, and they'll alley-oop it to Sudbeck, but she misses it on the left side of the rim. Save by Perry Lee Thompson, and they'll get the rebound. There's an open look for Sudbeck. She caught it midair and put it straight up instead of coming down with it. And the calls will take over. Here's Dammy with it. It'll be Taylor Dammy. Pass the far side to her sister Paxton. She drives middle, kicks it out into the corner. Bartlett, her first touch of the evening. Corcoran goes to the middle of the floor, working the post is Riley Morgan calling for it. Now she retreats to the far side block. Morgan dribbles to the right, looking for Dammy to cut back door. She doesn't, or she tries to, but it's defended well by Omaha Central. Into the corner, head fake, passing Dammy, driving baseline, and she travels. 5:45 to go, first quarter, still 5-0 Omaha Central. Again, this is a Thunder defense that has done really well this season, and the substitution will bring Charlie Blosser into the game. And Katie Bartlett will exit. Blosser is a freshman for the cause. Again, Omaha Central giving up just 32 points per game. Back-to-back games holding opponents under 30 points after a decent start against Centralia, but giving up 39 to St. Mary's in a loss. Driving middle, shot blocked from behind by Taylor Dammy. They'll stay with the Thunder. And another substitution for the cause. Sydney Bonmeyer checking in. She'll come in for Taylor Dammy. She'll get a quick break. Dollinghouse, the inbounder. Sudbeck trying to get open. She cannot inbound it to Garrity. She'll pass it back to Callie Honeyman. Far side wing, high post catch Garrity. Trying to go to work in the middle. Lost it. She'll pick it up. Get it back to the perimeter to Callie Honeyman from the high post. Not a great possession here for Omaha Central, trying to get some ball movement going and some off-ball movement as well. Pass the far side wing. Nice look down low. Pass deflected, though. Picked up by Honeyman. Kick it out. Nice pass inside to Garrity, and an 8-footer is good, and Reagan Garrity is on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. And with 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter, it's 7-0. Kick it out. Head fake. And Paxton Dammy traveled. And she spiked the ball. You could argue that should have been a technical foul. She spiked it, but I guess it was kind of heading in the way to, in the direction of the official. Substitution for Omaha Central now. Emma Hermish checking in. In for Zoe Sudbeck. Going to get a breather here. 4 points. Leads all scorers. 7-0 Omaha Central. Short corner catch. Honeyman pass the top of the key. Hermish gets it to the near side wing for Hallie Holdhouse. far side. Bounce pass to Dollinghouse. Nice entry pass. And a shot in good off the glass for Callie Honeyman. Good rotation around the paint by Callie Honeyman. She gets open. It's 9-0 Nemaha Central. Mentioned the dominant performance from Nemaha Central against this fairly competent team last year. 51-7 in Seneca this time last year. Dash to the far side wing. Bartlett goes across the middle to Allison Farmer, who just checked in for the first time for the cause. And now another travel on the catch on the far side wing. It was Charlie Blosser, the freshman, who traveled with it. And Taylor Daniel will check back into the ballgame. She'll check in for Riley Morgan. 4:06 to go, opening quarter, 9-0. Nice start for Nemaha Central. Near side wing catch, high post for Garrity, turns and squares, kick it out. Head fake, Dollinghouse, out of Holthouse. And pass deflected and intercepted by Bartlett. Going the other way with her left hand, and she is swatted out of there by Emma Hermish. Rebound by Dollinghouse. Now football pass up ahead. It was deflected. And now a reach in on a pass from Garrity to Honeyman. And if that was connected, that would have been an easy layup. So a smart foul from Perry LeCompton. That foul will go against Allison Farmer. That's her first and team's third. Dollinghouse, the inbounder. Nice backdoor cut by Sundbeck. She can't get a shot to go. Or beg your pardon, Honeyman can't get a shot to go, but an offensive rebound. Dollinghouse, the nice find for Garrity. One dribble in the lane. 15-footer wide open, and that's off the mark. A little too strong there for Dollinghouse. And rebound secured by Taylor Danamy. Leading rebounder for the cause and 6.3 per game. Here's Allison Farmer with it. She'll give it to Danamy. As the cause are still looking for their first basket. Far side wing catch, and looks like she traveled, but they're going to say that she got rid of it before the travel. As Coach Franzetta makes the play call, but stolen away. It's deflected off of the leg of a cough as Hallie Holthouse got the steal. Now stay with the Thunder. A couple substitutions. 3 for Perry LeCompton, 1 for Nemaha Central. Garrity will take a break. Back in is Zoe Sudbeck. Macy Corcoran is back in. So is Paxton Dammy. Low formation. It's a lob to the high post for Zoe Sudbeck. She kicks it out. Nice pass by Holthouse down low. She'll kick it out. Honeyman finds her teammate in the corner. Shot short. Rebound Dollinghouse. Crosscourt pass far side. Second chance for the Thunder. And Honeyman's pass is off of the foot of Katie Bartlett. It'll stay down low with Nemaha Central. 9-0. Nemaha Central still a dominant start. 2:48 to go in this first quarter. Dollinghouse with the entry pass to Honeyman near side corner. Dribble to the middle. Now pass to Dollinghouse. She'll give it up to Honeyman. Now far side for Holthouse. Right back to Honeyman. Drives right side with a head of steam. Shot no good off the glass. Rebound secured by Riley Morgan. Here the Compton gets the stop. Can the cause get their first back of the game on this possession? Oh, nice defense by Dollinghouse helping out. She pokes it free. Going the other way, 3-on-1. Shot swatted out of there by Danamy. Loose and picked up by Danamy. Trying to do it herself. Full-court pass up ahead. Wide open down low on the far side. Shot up and no good. Missed the wide open layup. Is Riley Morgan. Rebound secured by Callie Honeyman and Nemaha Central. Now the Thunder trying to push it once again. Far side wing catch for Hermish. And now they'll slow it up with 2 minutes to go. Far side wing catch. Hermish. Pass fake has Holthouse cleared out of there. Looking to the short corner. Now goes the other way to the top of the key. High post catch. Is it swatted out of there. Right back to Dollinghouse still. So they maintain possession. Hermish, far side wing. That cross court pass. Not a whole lot of steam on it, but finds the hands of Holthouse. Pass off the back side of Paxton Danamy. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Nemaha Central with 1:36 to go in the opening quarter. Reagan Garrity back in. And in for the first time for Nemaha Central, it's Anna Hermish. Charlie Blosser back in for Perry LeCompton. Here's the inbound for Dollinghouse. Top of the key find for Garrity. Now near side wing for Callie Honeyman. 90 seconds exactly left in this first quarter now. Near side wing catch for Dollinghouse. Get the screen to go to the far side short corner. Excuse me, the near side short corner. She goes up her dribble. Kicks it out of there. Staying in a Hermish. Near side wing. High post catch for Garrity. Nice find. Backdoor cut. Shot off the glass. Wide open. No good, though, by Sudbeck. Gets it on this. Kicks it out. A little floater. It's good off the glass by Anna Hermish. It's 11-0. 1:07 to go in our opening quarter. Drive right side. Casey Corcoran has it taken away. Dollinghouse going the other way for Nemaha Central. Ina Hermish with it near side. Dollinghouse has a lane to drive. She stops. Tries to find Garrity on an underhand pass. It's loose on the floor. Out of bounds, it'll go to Carrie McCompton. Clock stops, 48.8 seconds left. Substitution for the Cogs once again. It'll be Katie Bartlett back in for Macy Corcoran. Nemaha Central wanting to press here. Last time they pressed, they got a steal and a basket. That was about a minute into this first quarter. They get the inbound to Katie Bartlett. Pretty loose press. Not too much pressure. Dammy. Taylor Dammy. Full court pass up ahead to Katie Bartlett. Far side short corner. Pass to the corner for Allison Farmer. Entry pass inside is deflected and stolen away by Reagan Garrity with 33 seconds left. It is 11-0. Possibility here for head coach Haddon Hilgen to hold this to the final shot if they choose to. Dollinghouse burning some clock here. Ina Hermish, Callie Honeyman, Reagan Garrity, and Zoe Sudbeck in the game for Nemaha Central. Dollinghouse, fast fake, high post catch. Garrity swatted out of there by Riley Morgan, and it goes out of bounds near half court. He'll stay with Nemaha Central with 5.1 seconds left. So Nemaha Central will get one more chance here. Here's the inbound. They'll go into the corner. It's thrown away by Dammy. She threw it off of Nemaha Central, but they're going to say that she was out of bounds as she threw it off of Honeyman. 3.9 seconds now. And it'll be out of bounds, far side wing instead of half court. Here's the inbound, Dollinghouse. One dribble, nice sign down low. Turnaround jumper for Garrity. She's fouled as the buzzer sounds, so she will get two free throws with no time on the clock. And Nemaha Central will get a shutout here in this first quarter. Free throw attempts 3 and 4 for Nemaha Central. Meanwhile, Perry the Compton didn't get any. In fact, Nemaha Central didn't commit any fouls in that quarter. The first free throw for Garrity is pure. Garrity with 3 points. Tied for the team lead if she can make this one. With Zoe Sudbeck, who made a couple of field goals early. And that one is good. So it is 13-0 at the end of the first quarter. Let's set aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Hard to ask for a better start for Nemaha Central. They get the ball out of the break, leading 13-0. And they'll swing around, hold house in the corner, three ball on the way. That's too strong. And picked up by Taylor Dammy, far side corner. She'll take it herself, cross half court from the far side. Avoid the defender coming from behind now with Tally Holdhouse. Nemaha Central's defense looking like the defense from the football team, shutting out their opponent. Here's the three ball near side wing, no good. Picked up by Taylor Dammy, and she'll lay it up and in. Took it away from Holdhouse from behind, and there are your first points of the game for Perry the Compton. And it's who else? Taylor Dammy, averaging 18.3 points per game coming into tonight's contest. Both teams 3-1 on the year. Nemaha Central number 10, according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association poll that was released a couple days ago. Own loss coming to St. Mary's last week. Cross court pass from the far side short corner to the near side wing. Three ball. The way is here for Hallie Holdhouse. Her first basket of the game. And a pass deflected on the press by Callie Heineman. It'll go back to the cause. 4 points apiece for Zoe Sudbeck and Reagan Garrity. Now three for Holthouse. 2 points apiece for Anna Hermish and Callie Heineman. And a free throw from Cammie Dollinghouse. Once again, pressing are the Thunder. 1 minute into this second quarter. Now a timeout is called. That was a smart timeout by Coach Franzetta. That was a turnover if that play goes the full distance. That's a 30-second take. We'll take it as well. It's 16-2 in favor of Nemaha Central here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
16-2 lead. Here's a full court pass up ahead for the cause, trying to break the press, and they do so successfully. Nice turnaround jumper. That's too strong. And a rebound by Reagan Garrity of Nemaha Central. With a 14-point lead, and a whistle and a traveling call. I don't know about that. She got rid of the ball before she fell down. She fell into a Kaw defender who was lying on the ground. 6:46 left to go in the second quarter. And the Kaws get the ball back. They lob it in to Taylor Dammy. Hands it off to Macy Corcoran. She goes inside. Kicks it out. Dammy, head fake. Nice drive in the lane. Shut up. Off the glass is good. Beautiful head fake and jab step. And took just one dribble, was already in the paint. 2-3 zone once again for the cause. Near side short corner, Honeyman, top of the key catch, Holthouse. Far side, Dollinghouse, bounce pass, short corner, far side for Garrity. Garrity, bounce pass, is stolen away by Taylor Dammy. Here come the cause. So trailing by 12, and she'll keep it herself and try to avoid Holthouse, but she misses the layup, and she gets the rebound. Outlet to Dollinghouse, brings up the far side, almost traveled, now in a double team, and she loses it, slips out of bounds, will save the Thunder, as Macy Corcoran, the freshman for a pair of the Compton Folk to free. Zoe Sudbeck checking back in for the Thunder, checking in for Emma Hermish. Inbound for Dollinghouse. A nice backdoor cut by Honeyman, but she slipped and fell, and the putback is no good. By Zoe Sudbeck and rebound for the cause. That was kind of an awkward look. Going the other way, going up and getting fouled is Paxton Dammy. And she'll go to the free throw line. First free throws and the first foul of the day. Against Nemaha Central, but the first free throws obviously for a pair of the Compton. That foul goes against Cammie Dollinghouse. And Paxton Dammy, the freshman, to the charity stripe. Person on the way is good. Those just joining us. Nemaha Central shut out Terry the Compton 13-0 in the first quarter. Second free throw for Paxton Jammy is good, but she goes 2 for 2. Her first points of the game. It's now 16-6. Hallie Holthouse has the lone points of the second quarter for Nemaha Central. She'll pass it near side, Dollinghouse from the wing, and her pass intended for Honeyman is too high. Thrown away by Taylor Dammy. She'll give it up. Katie Bartlett. Saws are starting to get into a little bit of a groove here. Will it be too little too late, though? Here's a three by Dammy after hesitating, and it's way off the mark. It's short. Rebound. Holthouse. She gets bumped from behind. Nothing called, so she'll put on the floor. Push up herself. Honeyman. Enter pass. Garrity. Turn around. Shot. No good. Off the dribble. Offensive rebound. Sudbeck. Picks out to Dollinghouse. And now to Holthouse. From the top of the key, near side for Honeyman. Bounce back. Garrity. Short corner. Low block near side. Off the glass is good for Zoe Sudbeck. Going to get her going again after a quick start. She now has 6. 5 minutes left in the second quarter. It's 18-6. Nemaha Central. Healthy lead here for the road team. Longest any Big 7 team has to travel is here for Nemaha Central. Step back, long 2, no good for Paxton Dammy. Rebound, Hallie Holthouse of Nemaha Central. To push it up ahead, Honeyman, near side wing, cross court pass, far side corner. Head fake, Dollinghouse drives baseline, gets around Taylor Dammy, lays it up and in. Nice move by Cammy Dollinghouse, her first field goal make. She has three, it's 20-16, 4.5 to go, second quarter. Taylor Dammy across half court. Defended by Honeyman, gives up her dribble. Now to Bartlett, near side corner, driving baseline. Corcoran kicks it out. Three ball, Bartlett, that's way short. Rebound by Reagan Garrity. And whistle timeout called by Coach Hilton of Nemaha Central. We'll take one as well. 20-6, our score. 4:12 left to go in the first half. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
FM KMZA.
Back here in Perry. A solid second quarter so far for the Cause after being shut out in the first quarter. A couple of baskets from Taylor Dammy. A couple free throws as well for Paxton Dammy. Still a large lead though for Nemaha Central. It's 20-6. With a little over halfway to go in the second quarter. 4:12 to be precise. And Nemaha Central will inbound it from the far side. Dollinghouse, Honeyman, Holthouse, Sudbeck, and Garrity in. As for to prepare the content, it's Corcoran, Bartlett, Farmer, Bonmeyer, and Morgan. Corner, near side, Honeyman with the catch, top of the key, entry pass for Garrity. And she'll get it out of there to Dollinghouse. She double teams, so she drives. Gets past the defenders and lays it up and in again. Dollinghouse weaving through traffic, making a tough basket to get their lead back to 16, tied for their largest of the game. Almost a travel there by Riley Morgan, but she gets it across half court, defeating Nemaha Central's loose man-to-man press. Farley with it to the far side for Riley Morgan. Into the corner, pass deflected, loose, and picked up by Bonmeyer, and she hands it to Bartlett near half court. High post catch, and loose, and picked up by Nemaha Central. Bonmeyer couldn't handle it. Dollinghouse pushed up ahead to Holthouse, far side wing. Nice pass down low to Garrity, shot on the turnaround is good. Garrity with her second field goal make of the game. She has six, and it's 24-6. Her largest lead now. There's 2:57 to go in the second quarter. Here's that wing catch into the corner. Wing a backdoor cut is Riley Morgan. Not going to get it, though. Pass the play by Dollinghouse and stolen away. Going the other way. She'll slow up a little bit. And her defender, Macy Corcoran, fouls her from behind. That was a good job slowing down, realizing she was behind her. And drawing the foul. And she'll get two free throws. Went 1-for-2, her first time to the free throw line. It's back in the first quarter. Dollinghouse with 5 points on the game, a chance to become the leading scorer if she makes both. She cannot do that though, because she misses the front end. Jade Mackey checking in for the first time tonight for Nemaha Central. 5'5 sophomore. Charlie Blosser, the freshman, back in for the Cause as well. So is Taylor Dammy. The senior with just 4 points. Again, averaging over 18 per contest. Second free throw for Dollinghouse is good. So she is now 2-for-4 from the free throw line on the day. It's 25-6. Continuing to grow that lead with 2:33 to go in the first half. That looked like a travel, and they're going to call it. Lost her with her second travel of the game. Nemaha Central gets it right back. Paxton Dammy back into the ball game, coming in for Allison Farmer. Apparently, Compton likes to use a lot of players, but fortunately for them, just quite have the scoring prowess other than the leading three scorers that make up about 90% of their scoring. Far side wing catch for Mackey. With the ball for the first time, she cross-court passes it to Dollinghouse. That's your pass. Sudbeck kicks it out. Mackey drives baseline. Stop. Baseline to baseline pass for Dollinghouse. Head fake. Drives baseline. Shot over. Catch Dammy. No good. Put back by Garrity. Is blocked. looks like some contact, nothing called. Saws have a chance to run here, but they'll slow it up. Pass for Blosser too high, but into the hands, fortunately for the cause, into the hands of Paxton Dammy. Nice feed by Taylor Dammy down low, but swatted out of there by Reagan Garrity on the shot by Riley Morgan. And they're going to say it was last touch by Morgan to Nemaha Central. 1:53 to go. Terrific defense for the 6-foot junior, Reagan Garrity. The Dollinghouse will bring it up after a strong outing from her so far. Holdhouse catch near side wing. Mackey, top of the key. All right, back to Holdhouse. Garrity and Sudbeck working the post with a 3-out, 2-in look against the 2-3 zone of Pair of the Compton. Holdhouse drives baseline, stops, shot over two defenders, too strong, rebound Taylor Dammy at Pair of the Compton. Trying to push it. They got numbers, shot over a couple defenders, and it's going to be a blocking foul. Mackey tried to take a charge against Dammy, but Dammy did a good job of evading the sophomore. And that'll be her first personal foul, team second, with 1:22 to go in the second quarter, 25-6 still our score. And two free throws coming up for Taylor Dammy. She's a 58.8% free throw shooter. Her first one is good. No substitutions for either team here. Second one for the superstar senior is good. Pair of the Compton has not missed a free throw yet. They're 4-for-4. With 1:20 to go, it's 25-8. Mackey defended hard by Dammy. She gets it out of there to Dollinghouse. Back to Mackey. Dribbles to the middle. Dollinghouse on the near side wing. Back to Mackey. High post catch Garrity. Garrity surrounded by a trio of cause. Her pass out to Mackey. Finds her. Good job keeping that away from the cause defenders. 60 seconds to go in the first half. Going to the near side. Dollinghouse crossover dribble. Far side Mackey. A pass and low to Garrity from Mackey. Turns around. Defended heavily. Puts the shot up. That's too strong. And a rebound by Riley Morgan. And she almost stepped out of bounds with her back foot. Pushing to Blosser on the far side, and pass is too far wide. With 45 seconds left, Nemaha Central gets the ball back after the turnover from Pair of the Compton. Callie Honeyman and the Hermish checking in for Reagan Garrity and Jade Mackey. Good minutes off the bench for Mackey. Back underway with Dollinghouse bringing it up. 6 points for Dollinghouse. A couple free throws and a couple field goal makes. Far side wing catch for Emma Hermish. Top of the key for Holdhouse. Near side Dollinghouse. Pass takes short corner. High post catch Sudbeck. Turns around. Kicks it out of their Holdhouse. Far side. Hermish looking down low. Can't find her teammate, so she kicks it out of there. Nice pass in the middle of the paint. Shot up for Honeyman is off the mark. Saved by Sudbeck. Into the hands of Honeyman. She lays it up and in. Nice hustle by Zoe Sudbeck to save that to Honeyman. She now has 4 points. It's 27-8. Out of control a little bit there with Paxton Dammy. She doesn't turn it over. Now a lead to drive for Morgan. She kicks it out. 3-ball for Taylor Dammy. Too strong. Rebound Morgan. Her putback is too strong. Rebound by Sudbeck. And that is how the end of the second quarter comes to a close. 27-8. A dominant opening 16 minutes for Nemaha Central. Well, coming up next, we have our halftime report coming up brought to you by Highland Community College. Once again, our score, Nemaha Central 27, Pair of the Compton 8. Here on your game of the week. From the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
At Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online heinentruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
A fast first half of basketball here in Perry, with Nemaha Central leading Perry Lecompton 27-8. Those just joining us, Nemaha Central shut out Perry Lecompton 13-0 in the first quarter. And it's been all about sharing the love for Nemaha Central, not just today, but this season as well. They scored 13 in the first quarter, then 14 in the second quarter, holding the Cause to obviously just 8 points in the second frame. The Cause kind of got off to a fast start in that second quarter as well. Taylor Damey started to get it going. Maxon Damey made a couple free throws. But in the end, Nemaha Central was able to get their offense going once again. Cammy Dollinghaus making a couple of field goals in that second quarter. Zoe Sudbeck made a couple of field goals as well. And it gets us to our 27-8 halftime score. Here our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. We're taking a look at our scoring totals from this one so far. Leading the way in scoring for Perry Lecompton is Taylor Damey with 6, and Paxton Damey has the other 2. As for Nemaha Central, 3 players with 6 points. You have Reagan Garrity, Cammy Dollinghaus, and Zoe Sebeck, all with 6 points. Callie Honeyman has 4, and Hallie Holthouse made a 3-pointer for the Thunder. So a solid, solid, solid start. Hard to complain about anything if you're head coach Hatton Hilgen. And if I'm him, I'm probably saying nothing more than just keep doing more of what you're doing, because it has been a very successful first half. And if you're wanting to nitpick, you certainly can, with the way that they defended Taylor Damey at the beginning of the second quarter. She kind of had some easy lanes to score in the paint. But other than that, I mean, hard to really be too frustrated with anything that Nemaha Central has done. And maybe, again, kind of nitpicking, a couple of those shots down low they've missed. But again, they've been rebounding so well on the offensive side of the glass. They've usually, even if they miss one, they'll usually get it again and put it back. So either way, Nemaha Central, a heavy lead, 19 points, largest of the game. They're hoping to improve to 4-0 and 2-0 in league play. Or excuse me, 3-0 in league play. Speaking of, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll come back with as many halftime scores as we can, which I don't think there's many considering how fast that first half flew by. And we'll also get you caught up on the standings in the Big 7. So we'll be right back here in just a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Your project starts here at Stahlbummer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home. This is Natalie inviting you to join us for our Christmas open house and enjoy up to 10% off store-wide on in-stock merchandise all day long. Some exclusions may apply. See your store for details. This will be on December 18th at Hiawatha Farm and Home from 11 to 2 and December 22nd at Stahlbummer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca from 2 to 5. From all of us to you, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMZA.
Dominant first half for Nemaha Central. 27-8 lead at Pair of the Compton. Jared Spuppy back with you here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Well, got one halftime score in the Big 7. You have Jefferson West leading Sabetha 19-17. You can catch that one on 103.9 FM KNZA and on the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net as well. Brandon Tabman on the call for that one. That's your scoring update brought to you by Hold House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Hold House vehicles have you seen today? HoldHouseAutoHouse.com. We're looking at the Big 7 standings coming into tonight. Not a whole lot of action. A couple teams have played 3, some have played 2, and a couple have played 1. So let's start from the top and work our way down. Nemaha Central and Riverside both tied for first. And you would have it no other way if you remember what happened last year. What a fun finish that was, the Big 7 towards the end of the year. Of course, the Thunder ended up winning the league once again. The Riverside, boy, they were really good, and they made it all the way to the state championship game, falling just short in that contest. Love Craig Burns, what a fantastic job he's done with that Riverside Cyclones team that's going to be moving to the NEKL next year as well. But also, those two are tied at 2-0. Riverside is the only unbeaten team left overall. They're 4-0 in the year, with, of course, Nemaha Central at 3-1. Harris the Compton is still undefeated in league play as well. They are 1-0, 3-1 on the regular season. Then in fourth place by themselves, yes, Sabetha. They are 1-1, a full game back of Nemaha Central and Riverside at 1-3 on the regular season. Half game back of the Blue Jays, and tied for fifth is Royal Valley and Jefferson West. They're both 1-2. With the Panthers at 2-2, and the Tigers at 1-3. As for Hiawatha, they are in solo seventh. They are 0-1 on the young season in a league play. They're 0-4, looking for their first win of the regular season. That's a pretty solid Hiawatha team, though, too. I mean, the Red Hawks are certainly down a little bit this year, but they have some really good players. Got to see them play last week against Centralia. They have a solid team. They just got to figure some things out. And then as for Holton, they are 0-2 in league play. They also... Well, actually, they do have a regular season win. They are 1-3 on the year. But since they are 0-2, they are in last place, 8th, as of right now. Excuse me. Take a look at the other games going around in the Big 7 tonight. We have Hiawatha at Holton. You can watch those games either on the Holton or the Hiawatha channel at MNCSports.net. You'll get the same announcer, so it doesn't really matter. You can just support your respective station there. And then the only other game besides ours, in the one we mentioned earlier, is Royal Valley at Riverside. And then we have one last slate of games before the new year, and that will be next Tuesday. We have Riverside at Hiawatha, Holton at Jefferson West, Sabetha at Nemaha Central. That game will be right back here on KMZA, myself on the call, and then Pair of the Compton will be at Royal Valley. All right, it'll be Pair of the Compton basketball to start this second half. We're back underway, 27-8 in favor of the Thunder. This will be Bartlett bringing it up. She'll hand it off to Taylor Dammy, moving to her right. Back to the far side for Macy Corcoran. Back to Dammy. Dribble once, twice. Backdoor cut. Nice look for her sister Paxton, and she's fouled going up. 15 seconds in, Nemaha Central commits their first foul. They went that entire first quarter without committing one. That one picked up by Callie Honeyman. That is only the third foul of the game by Nemaha Central. Fairly confident has the same amount of fouls committed in this entire basketball game. That first free throw pops out of there. First miss from the free throw line for Fairly Compton today. Jackson Dammy with the first free throw. She'll get one more here. Second one is on its way, and that one a little too strong, but getting a friendly roll. It goes through off the back iron. It's 27-9. Extended 2-3 zone once again by Perry the Compton, coming out a little bit further than they were in the first half. Now kind of backing off once again. Honeyman top of the key, that was Holthaus, now near side for Dollinghouse. Dribbles to the near side corner. So Holthaus, go back to Dollinghouse, pass fake inside, cross court pass far side, Honeyman. Enter pass deflected, and loose the far side, and that should be a foul, and it is. In fact, Demi had her arms around Zoe Sudbeck, who had clear control of the basketball. And Paxton Dammy, frustrated with herself that she didn't get that steal, she commits her first personal foul. Nobody in this ball game with two personal fouls just yet. 7:19 left to go, third quarter, 27-9, Nemaha Central. Inbound deflected and saved by Corcoran. Looks like it was going to go right back out of bounds. Dammy goes from an E to standing upright. That's a travel. And Nemaha Central will get it back. And word I can't say over the airwaves said by one of the pair of the Compton players, and we're back underway. Holthaus now to Dollinghouse, pass fake down low. Lob inside for Garrity, near side short corner. It's taken away by Riley Morgan. Pair of the Compton gets the ball back, 1 minute gone. Nemaha Central has been shut out. Nice backdoor cut, and it looks for Taylor Dammy, and she's fouled and one. Kelly Honeyman didn't turn around, and she commits the foul. That's going to be her second, and Taylor Dammy now with 8 points. Scored all of the remaining of her 6 points in that second quarter, and Sarah the Compton was shut out 13-0 in the opening 8 minutes. Free throw is good. She just has a short little stroke on her free throw, and she kind of pulls it back quickly and drops back to go play defense. Has an interesting form. It's been working. She's 3-for-3. And near 60% on the season. 27-12, Nemaha Central looking for their first basket of the third quarter. Short corner catch for Garrity, far side, one dribble, and she's swatted from behind. Offensive rebound, Honeyman puts it back, that is no good. Offensive rebound for Sudbeck, and she lays it up and in. Couple of fouls not called there by the officials. A nice putback by Zoe Sudbeck, she has 8. And it's 29-12, and the Thunder on the board for the first time in the second half. 6:20 to go now in the third quarter. Driving right side in lane, a high off the glass, no good for Corcoran. Rebound for Zoe Sudbeck. Dollinghouse now pushing in lane, kicks it out. Long two for Callie Honeyman, no good. A little bit too strong that time. Rebound by Paxton Dammy. Now the pass goes to Bartlett. And she'll be met by Hallie Holthaus before half court. She'll give up to Taylor Dammy. 2 minutes now gone in this third quarter. 29-12. Cost trying to make it the ball game again. Hasn't been for a while. The right side, Bartlett, kick it out. Dammy drives right side. Had it taken away momentarily. She gets it back, though. Her pass deflected. Stolen away by Garrity. And she gets run into by Riley Morgan. And they'll call the foul on her. That'll be her first. And team second. 5:41 to go in the third. Couple substitutions for the cause. Allison Farmer and Charlie Blosser checking in for Pax and Dammy. And for Katie Bartlett. Sudbeck inbounds it to Dollinghouse, and we're back underway. Nemaha Central scored just 2 points so far in this opening 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. Near side wing catch for Dollinghouse. Drives middle, had poked free, gets it back on the floor. Nice pass to Garrity. She lays it up and in from the far side block. And Reagan Garrity now with 8. Corcoran from the far side comes to the near side with it to Blosser, far side wing catch for Farmer. Entry pass inside at a poke three. Away from Blosser. It'll stay with the cause. Nemaha Central's now outscored Perry the Compton 4-3. Here in a low scoring third quarter. Nice reverse layup for Dammy, but it can't quite get it to go. She got around a defender, had a tough shot at it. It looked good, but unfortunately, it's a little bit short. Callie Honeyman secured the rebound and brought it up herself. Thought about a long three. She'll kick it to Dollinghouse. Enter pass far side short corner for Sudbeck. Spins to the middle from the baseline, and she's fouled going up. Not a ton of contact there. Butler going to whistle Sydney Bonmeyer with the personal, her first. Still nobody for Nema, or beg your pardon, for Pair of the Compton with multiple personal fouls. A couple free throw attempts coming here for Zoe Sudbeck. Is that one no good? Been tough at the free throw line for Nemaha Central this season, shooting just 46.4% as a team. In fact, they shoot better from the floor in total as a team. Oh, wait, I beg your pardon. That's actually for the boys. Let's take a look at the girls' stats. I beg your pardon for that. 48.7, so still not much better. Second free throw is no good, but an offensive rebound. Sudbeck gets it. Kick it out. Three ball on the way for Holdhouse. That one no good. Offensive rebound. Garrity. Her putback is stripped from behind. And a rebound by Taylor Dammy. With Sudbeck missing the free throws. Going the other way. Dammy keeps it herself. Lays it up. No good, but she's fouled. And she looks to be in some pain. In the ribs. The foul goes against Callie Honeyman, and that is her third personal foul. Slow to get up. Trying to walk it off with 4:29 to go in the third quarter. You can tell she is in a lot of pain. Like I said, I think she took a shot to the midsection as she was going up. 31-12 in favor of Nemaha Central. Taylor Dammy has done all of the scoring, all but 2 points of it. First free throw on the way is good. A couple substitutions for each team here. Callie Holdhouse checks in. Second free throw for Taylor Dammy coming up. On its way, and no good. First miss from the free throw line. She is 4-for-5 with 10 points. Actually, beg your pardon, 11 points. High post catch, shot, no good on the turnaround by Sudbeck. And offensive rebound by Hallie Holdhouse. We'll keep it alive. Nice pass from Dollinghouse down low, and the low block. Tough pass to thread it through there, but Zoe Sudbeck finds it, turns around, and makes the shot. She has 10. She is the first Thunder gal with 10 points. Going the other way, Dammy, a tough take to the hole, and she's fouled going up once again. Just taking over this game. She has, again, 11 of the team's 13 points. The other two are by her sister on a couple of free throws. She's made all three of the field goals. That's right, just three field goal makes for the cause so far with 3:52 left in the third quarter. So that first free throw is no good. So after making her first four at the free throw line, she has now missed back-to-back. She'll get one more here. It's on its way, and that one is good. Now 5-for-7 at the free throw line. 12 points for Taylor Dammy. Hannah Hermes checks in for Nemaha Central. Coming in for Reagan Garrity, giving her a quick break. Both the Hermes sisters are in. High post catch. Sudbeck now far side for Dollinghouse, calling out the play. Swinging around near side to Holdhouse. Emma Hermes, top of the key, now far side. Dollinghouse dribbles it to the middle. 3:35 to go, third quarter. Holdhouse clears out as she dribbles to the near side wing. She'll get it from the far side corner. The ball movement from Nemaha Central, which has been kind of the theme for Nemaha Central's offense all night long. That's it, far side. Now they give it to Holdhouse. High post catch. Hermes turnaround jumper. Too strong for Anna Hermes. Offensive rebound, though. Put back on a 15-footer. That misses everything for Zoe Sudbeck. I think she didn't really know where she was, but she thought it was, she was a little bit closer to the basket. And it goes out of bounds to Perry the Compton. Jake Mackey checking in for the Thunder now. She'll come in for Anna Hermes. 3:14 to go, third quarter. 33-14 in favor of Nemaha Central. Inbound goes to Katie Bartlett. Both teams have scored 6 points here in the third quarter. Nice backdoor find. And Blosser misses a shot short. She was anticipating some contact. Now going the other way is Nemaha Central off the Blosser miss. Mackey with the catch near side wing. Dollinghouse. Threading the needle, pass down low. Emma Hermes, turnaround jumper, high off the glass and through. First basket of the night for Emma Hermes. And now, Paxton Dammy, she ran into Mackey and ran her over, and she extended her arm, but they give the foul to Mackey. Actually, correction, they're going to give the foul to Hallie Holt. No, they do give it to Mackey. They just were a little bit slow on the scoreboard there. I don't know about that call, and they're going to say that that is the 15th foul against Nemaha Central as well. So two free throws coming up here for Paxton Dammy. Again, she ran into Mackey and pushed her, extended her elbow. I don't really think that should have been an offensive foul. First free throw on the way. That one too strong off the heel. Dammy is now 3-for-5 from the free throw line. And a correction on the scoring. Dammy, or Paxton Dammy has 3 points. Taylor Dammy has 11. And now Paxton with 4. She makes the second free throw. So it's 35-15. And now a foul against A.C. Corcoran. And it's her second. Paxton Dammy is 4-for-6 from the free throw line now. Taylor Dammy is 5-for-7. Making only 3 field goal makes for her pair of the Compton. 2:38 to go, third quarter. Inbound to Honeyman. Looking down low, can't find anything, so she kicks it out to Holthouse. Top of the key, dribbles to her left. Now man-to-man defense now for pair of the Compton. Switching it up a little bit. Holthouse dribbles to her left. Now for Dollinghouse. High post catch. Sudbeck. Top of the key catch. Hermish drives left in the lane. Had it poked free. Underneath. Kicks it out. Free ball in the way for Holthouse. Too strong. And picked up in the middle of the paint. And a jump ball. Dollinghouse fighting with Allison Farmer for it. And jump ball favors Omaha Central. So 2:03 left to go. Here in the third quarter, 35-15. Garrity comes to the bench. Kelly Honeyman checking back in. Dollinghouse gets it in to Emma Hirsch. Honeyman dribbles to the top of the key. We'll call it the play. Honeyman to Dollinghouse near side wing. And Honeyman wasn't looking for the pass and not able to save it. Is Holly Holthouse will be over and back. Backcourt violation. That will go to pair of the Compton. Taylor Dammy and Paxton Dammy will get a breather. Charlie Blosser back in. Also a substitution, Macy Corcoran checking in as well. 1:49 to go. As the inbound, we're back underway with 1:47 to go in the third. Far side wing catch, Corcoran into the corner. Driving middle is Blosser. Pass deflected. Back in the hands of Farmer, trying to get any sort of semblance of momentum. It's been a rough night all night. Backdoor cut for Taylor Dammy. She falls to the floor. No contact is the call. She thought she was fouled. Nothing called, though. Or are they going to call something? Katie Bartlett, I think. Now what's going on with, I think Bartlett maybe have, I'm not quite sure what just happened there. But they're going to be, there's going to be a timeout on the floor. It'll be a 60-second break. So we'll take one as well. 35-15 Omaha Central. Try to sort out what just happened back on the other side here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaha County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaha County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KMZA.
So for a pair of the Compton, Katie Bartlett got hit in the jaw, it looks like, but she's okay. She's staying in the game. And Coach Franzetta just wanted to call a timeout to give her some extra time to recuperate. But a turnover from Taylor Dammy on the inbound. Nemaw Central with it. 35-15. Thunder lead with 120 to go. Shut up, no good for Dollinghouse. And rebound by Riley Morgan, and they'll go the other way. So Dammy, baseball pass near side to Allison Farmer. She pulls up, no good on the six-footer. And out of bounds, last touch by Callie Honeyman. Nemaw Central. Coach Franzetta giving some advice to Allison Farmer. 103 to go now in this third quarter. Play has slowed up a little bit after a quick first half. For just a half an hour. Far side wing catch for Taylor Dammy. Cross court pass near side to Morgan. She'll hand it off. Flosser. Pass is deflected. Thrown away by Callie Honeyman. Now that pass far side Dollinghouse. They have numbers up ahead. Emma Hermish swatted out of there by Taylor Dammy. It looked like she was playing volleyball there with the way she swatted that one out of there. What terrific volleyball player she was this past fall. Zoe Sudbeck checks in for Emma Hermish. .6 seconds now in this third. Lob on the inbound to Garrity. Dollinghouse drives left, and a foul called on Macy Corcoran. I think that's her fourth, I want to say. 36.9 seconds left. That's the fourth team foul as well, so double bonus going the rest of the way. Actually, that was the fourth team foul, and it is her fourth personal. Fifth team foul sends Cammie Dollinghouse to the free throw line. Personal on the way is good. Dollinghouse now 3-for-5 from the free throw line. Honeyman gonna get a breather here. Jade Mackey back in the game for the Thunder. He prepared the Compton. Tristan Buttram checking in for the first time. That one no good on the second try. Loose ball picked up by Buttram. Buttram is a senior for this Cause team. 30 seconds left here in the third. 36-15 Nemaha Central. Entry pass. Can't find what she wanted, so she kicks it out of there, and now it's lost and picked up by Garrity. Another turnover going the other way for Nemaha Central. Near side wing catch. Far side wing. For Mackey, top of the key. Entry pass for Garrity. Swatted out of there. Tipped out of bounds. And new ball. They're going to say it's Nemaha Central basketball. Three at the buzzer, no good for Cammie Dollinghouse. It was a good look, but she couldn't get it to go. That's how the quarter comes to a close. 36-15. We'll send it to the fourth quarter in just a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted for the holidays. From youth to adults, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories, perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
KMZA.
Here we go with the fourth quarter and almost a turnover. Or is it a turnover? It is a turnover. Compare the Compton right out of the gate. Good defense by Cammie Dollinghouse defending the inbound. to force a turnover. 36-15 our score. Nemaha Central with the lead. We approach the final 8 minutes. Jared Slubby with you. Got the boys' game coming up next in our post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. Dollinghouse drives right from the top of the key. Far side wing, Mackey. Top of the key, back to Dollinghouse, trying to get her to swing it to the other side. The whole house now on your side wing. With it is Zoe Studbeck. Four out, one in, with Garrity being in for the Thunder. Mackey near side for Dollinghouse. The wing. Back to Mackey. Dribbles right in the lane. She's swatted out of there, but fouled by Riley Morgan. And, man, that was a pretty clean block, it looked like. Let's just say with the body. No, they're going to say in the arm. It didn't look like it was a whole lot of arm contact, but they get Riley Morgan with her third personal. 7:17 to go in this ball game. Personal on the way. That one is good for Jaden Mackey. Her first point of the ball game. No good on the second try. Offensive rebound by Dollinghouse. Skip cross pass far side to Hallie Holdhouse. Back to Mackey, far side, Holdhouse from the wing. Back to Mackey, top of the key. Great ball movement all night long for the Thunder. Nice entry pass, Dollinghouse to Garrity. She's fouled going up once again by Morgan. That'll be her fourth. Second team foul. So two more free throws coming up for Reagan Garrity. One for two on the day. That one is no good. Allison Farmer, Sydney Bonmeyer checking in for the cause. One more try for Garrity. That one is good. She has 9 points. 1 point behind the leading scorer, Zoe Sudbeck. Seven as well for Cammy Dollinghouse here in this one. And meanwhile, for Perry Lecompton, 11 points for Taylor Dammy. And 11 for, or excuse me, four for Paxton Dammy. Here's a turnover going the other way by Taylor Dammy. She tried to catch it, throw it off of the foot of Dollinghouse, but instead she threw it right. The ball kind of just stopped instead of creaming off of her and out of bounds. Near side wing catch for Hallie Holdhouse. Drive right side, Honeyman lost it in the corner, which picked back up. Skip pass, Mackey, top of the key, and on your side wing for Dollinghouse. Pass, fake, baseline, drive right, Mackey steps back. Kind of trying to kill clock and only take wide open jumpers here in this fourth quarter with a substantial 23-point lead. 2 minutes gone here in this final frame. Nice give and go, layup good from Cammy Dollinghouse. She passed it to Garrity from the near side elbow and gave it right back to her as she cut to the basket. She has 9, her first field goal make since the second quarter. Dammy, step back, kicks into the corner, near side. Allison Farmer with it. Butchrum back in the game for the cause. Crossbow pass to her, near side corner. She's going to fire a 3 over Mackey. That's short. Rebound Garrity. A dominant game here for the Thunder, and arguably their best defensive effort of the season. They're coming off of back-to-back games, not allowing more than 30 points. It's Hiawatha and Holton, respectively. Team has responded well after that rough loss to St. Mary's, in which they had 20 offensive rebounds, but they could not find baskets that were close around the rim on some easy putbacks. Here's a 3 ball that's an air ball from Callie Honeyman. She was wide open, but she's a little bit off to the right of the rim. 3 substitutions coming in. That will be Paxton Dammy, Charlie Blosser, and Macy Corcoran. Coming in for Butchrum, Taylor Dammy, and Katie Bartlett. So as mentioned earlier, what's coming up next for these two teams? Nemaha Central will be taking on Sabetha at home next. That'll be on Tuesday. We'll have the game here on KMZA. And as for Perry Lecompton, they'll be at Royal Valley. As the toss turn it over, going the other way. Dollinghouse ahead to Hallie Holdhouse. Pass fake to Mackey. Honeyman from the far side wing. Giving it to a cutting Holdhouse. Now near side wing. Stonehouse drives left side. She's not going up. 13th foul against the Cogs. First personal against the freshman, Charlie Blosser. Another reminder, our post-game show coming up next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. And the boys' game will follow. First one up and good. What a game for Cammie Dollinghouse. Sudbeck checks back in for the Thunder. Second one is good as well. Substitution for the Cogs as well. Sophie Scrimshire in for the first time tonight. In the corner, Buttram, another three try. That one too strong after missing short last time. Scrimshire fighting for it. And loose out of bounds. Will stay with Cogs. 42-15. Now a substitution is Carly Rottinghouse checking in for Nemaha Central. Carly Rottinghouse, a 5'7 junior. And now a timeout is going to be called. It'll be a full timeout, but we'll step aside for 60 seconds. For 30 seconds. Our score at Nemaha Central up big, 42-15, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
42-15, Nemaha Central, a dominant performance as they lead the Cogs here in the fourth quarter, a little over halfway left to go. Reminder, the boys' game is coming up next. Should be a fun one. Nemaha Central off to a 3-1 start after just a 10-win season a year ago, but it resulted in a sub-state final appearance. As for Parley Compton, they went 1-2 in the Payola tournament, bounced back with a win in league play, so they're off to a 1-0 start. Should be a fun one. Entry pass aside for the Cogs is thrown away by Zoe Sudbeck. That would pass Dollinghouse with 4:10 to go in this one. Carly Rottinghouse in for the Thunder, and so is Kate Barkowski. Barkowski, a 5'8 senior. Right side, Holdhouse gets bumped, nothing called, and good defense by Scrimshire. Rebound called in by Riley Morgan, a pair of the Compton. Scrimshire brings it up. And also in Macy Corcoran, another freshman. She started tonight. She'll drive right side past Holdhouse. That's no good off the glass, and a rebound held in by Barkowski. Near side wing, Dollinghouse, jab step, fake left. Cutting across the paint, making the catch of Sudbeck. Shot over Morgan, swatted out of there, rebound Scrimshire. Good defense by Riley Morgan down low. A pass up ahead to Paxton Dammy, cutting in the lane, shot short, rebound Dollinghouse. 3:17 now left to go. Barkowski, cross court pass, top of the key, catch for Holdhouse, and whistle, timeout called by Coach Hiltgen. This will be a 30-second break. Let's take it with them here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
42-15, Nemaha Central, a hefty lead here with 3:08 to go in this ball game. And in for the Thunder and the Hermish checking in. Sudbeck catch handoff to Barkowski. Layup is too strong, had an open look. Fortunately, the senior couldn't connect. They'll stay with the Thunder, though, underneath the basket. Boys game should be a good one. Coming up after this one, as mentioned, Nemaha Central 3-1 on the year. Pair of the Compton is 2-2. We'll talk about that coming up here in between games. Nice find for Emma Hermish. Her shot's off the mark, though. Rebound for the Cogs. Going the other way. Keeping herself as closer in. Layup is no good, but she is fouled going up. Barkowski committing the personal. Nemaha Central team maybe doesn't have that star power that they've had in previous years, but they have that togetherness, that cohesiveness about them that can win them a lot of games this year, as Mia Allen and Devin Aldrich checking in for the Cause. Second one on the way. That one too strong. Rebound, Nemaha Central. From the other way, Orkowski gives it up. Take a part, that was Roddinghouse with it. Mackey now with it. And Hermish, now to Barkowski, near side wing. Roddinghouse, fast far side wing. Hermish, nice look down low for Barkowski. Steps back, shut up, that's too strong. And picked up on the rebound by Devin Aldrich of Pair of the Compton. Looking ahead at the schedule for Nemaha Central. After the break, they come back with at Jefferson West. And then the big one at Riverside, January 9th. Circle that one is a three-pointer off the mark for Macy Corcoran. Rebound hauled in by Jade Mackey. That was one of the wildest games from a year ago. And when those two get together, it's always a fun time. It's a three-pointer off the mark by Emma Hermish. An offensive rebound by Zoe Sundbeck. After that, Royal Valley at home, Marysville in a non-league game, and then it's the Wellsville invite on the 23rd. And substitution for Nemaha Central as Jordan Haberkamp checks in for Zoe Sudbeck. Also some substitutions for Pair of the Compton as well. As Charlie Blosser checks in, Sophie Scrimshire is back in as well. With 1:45 left to go, 42-15 still our score here in the fourth quarter. Riverside at Nemaha Central will be the final game of the regular season on February 20th. Pass down low out of the hands of Haberkamp, trying to find her down low. 1:27 now left to go in this one. To tell you what, though, Pair of the Compton, they can bounce back and be able to do a good amount of damage in this league. Just one of their off nights here tonight. They've still only made three field goals all night long, all of which coming from Taylor Dammey, shot off the mark by Futrum. Pushing up ahead, Barkowski near side wing with 1 minute to go. Jefferson West, a team to look out for as well in the middle top of the standings, as right now they are 2-1. Shot down low for Mackey is blocked, and he'll stay with the Thunder. So those are two tough games right out of the gate at Jefferson West, at Riverside for Nemaha Central. We'll find out how resilient this team is right out of this Christmas break. Our locker room chats will resume on January 3rd as well. At our last ones on Wednesday, you can listen to those on our website, mncsports.net, as the jumper is good for Emma Hermish, her second basket of the night for the Thunder. 32 seconds left. It's 44-15. Pair of the Compton is scoreless here in the fourth quarter. They went scoreless in the first quarter as well. It was 13-0 after the first 8 minutes of the ballgame. Had it taken away. Going the other way is Hermish. Keeping it herself. Shot off the glass. No good, but she's fouled. Clock will stop with 17.5 seconds left. And that foul will go against Devin Aldrich. First free throw on the way is good. And Emma Hermish off the bench with 5 points. Second one's on the way. That one is good as well. So Hermish goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line. It is 46-15. Final second for this one. Aldrich had a poke free. Gets it back with 6 seconds. Buttram, far side, she'll drive with 3 seconds, loses it, picks it back up. 1 second, she'll have the buzzer, no good. And 46-15 is your final score. Post-game show coming up next is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Final score in the girls' game, 46-15. A dominant performance from Nemaha Central. They move to 4-1 on the regular season. And on top of that, how about shutout quarters in the first and fourth quarters for the Nemaha Central defense? Pretty stunning stuff. In that first quarter, offense was slowly getting in the rhythm. Zoe Studbeck made a couple baskets down low. Reagan Garrity as well. Great ball movement around the perimeter. You get some open looks, and the defense just suffocating. You're getting points off turnovers as well. The second quarter, it was actually a little bit of a quick start for Carrie LeCompton. A couple of early baskets for Taylor Danny. She made two of the team's three field goals in the second quarter early on. But then Emaha Central resettled back in, knocked down a couple of shots, and had a 27-8 lead going into the break. In the third quarter, more of the same with Emaha Central, with just that steady, consistent offensive production. Their defense continuing to not allow anything open, as they made just one field goal in the third quarter. And then, again, in the fourth quarter, Emaha Central shuts out Carrie LeCompton in the first and fourth quarters to win it 46-15. Here on our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at BOdoors.com. Looking at point totals for this one, first for Perry LeCompton, Taylor Dammy had all three of the team's field goal makes. She had 11 points. And Paxton Dammy, she had, let's see here. Actually, let's see. Did I? Okay, so Paxton Dammey had 4 points. Taylor Dammey had 11 in this one. And that's 40 Moss Central. 11 points for Cammie Dollinghouse. She leads the Thunder in scoring, and she is going to be your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. Also, 10 points for Zoe Sudbeck, 9 points for Reagan Garrity, 6 points for Emma Hermish, 4 for Callie Honeyman, 3 for Hallie Holthouse, 2 for Anna Hermish, and a free throw for Jade Mackey. So once again, your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank, is Cammie Dollinghouse. The Farmer State Bank is in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankoffarmers.com. Once again, final score here in the girls' game. Nemaha Central, a dominant 46-15 win over Paley Compton. We'll step aside for a few minutes. We'll have our pregame coverage coming up in a bit for the boys' game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.